Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. Today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim Daf Yud, talks about some interesting scenarios of walking into a house, a pile of chametz taken by an achbar going into a house that was checked or not checked. And the Gemara had presented one situation of, let's say you saw the achbar bring chametz into a house and you couldn't find it. Al ubadak v'lo ashkech, you couldn't find it. So what would the din be? So Gemara says it's machlokes or a mei rabbanan with respect to tumah. That let's say they lost they weren't sure exactly where a kever was, and they did some research to find out where it was. They inspected and they couldn't find it. So the Gemara says a mei holds kol davar shebecheskas tumah liolam betumasa ach yodelacha tumah and heichanu. Until you know where the tumah is, you assume everything in the area, everything that's up there is tumah. Chachamim say you check until you get deep in the ground, until you hit the sela, until you hit rock bottom. If you don't find it, you assume it's okay. So that's the machlokas regarding this din of tuma vitara. But what with respect to going to a house that you can't find the chametz? So Tosfos there points out, he says, I don't understand. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that everything's tuma until you find the actual place, so with respect to chametz though, you already did the inspection, you already badak, and you couldn't find it, what else can you do? If you have to do another bedika, you're still not going to find it. You're not going to check any better the second time than the first time. The assumption is you did a very good inspection the first time around. So there's an interesting question that comes up very halacha l'maisa quite frequently, and the stipler brings a raya from this very Tosfos. The question is, are you allowed to go into a home and into a house that wasn't checked? Let's say a person didn't have an opportunity to check. He was traveling, he was in the hospital, whatever the case was, he didn't have a chance to check, do a bedika before he went to his house, before Pesach. He did bittul, but he didn't do bedika. Is he allowed to go in the house knowing that there is a chametz? He wants to go to retrieve something from his room or get some svarim. Is he allowed to do so even though he did not do a proper bedika? So the stipler says from this very Tosfos, he says, what do you mean? There could be a question, maybe you should assume that even though the guy can't find it if he looks a second time, but maybe it's hidden somewhere else, but maybe it should be usher for him to go into the house. We assume the chametz is somewhere there, he just couldn't find it, but maybe it should be usher to go into a house that is chametz. And from the mere fact that Tosfos did not make that suggestion, he has no problem with a person walking into a house on Pesach, even though there's chametz, the stipler proved from here that we see that one is allowed to go into a house even though there is no chametz. Rav Zilberstein adds another raya from the discussion on Yud Amud Beis, that if a person didn't do bedika on Erev Pesach, he should do it on Moed itself. And the Mishnah Berurah records this discussion in Siman Tav Lamed Hey, Sif Katan Gimel. He talks about how if the guy did bittul already, so you don't have to do bedika on Yantif, because bedika is only to be mevayer it. And if you can't be mevayer on Yantif, so then there's no point in doing so. So you should do the bedika on Chol HaMoed. But there might still be chametz there. So Rav Zilberstein says, well, why would you be able to be in the house in Yantif if there's a strong possibility? The guy didn't do bedika. There's a strong possibility there's chametz there. So why is that allowed? It must be that as long as a person did bittul, even though you know there's chametz in the house, you are still allowed to go in the house even though there is chametz.